President Bush said today that his budget, with its almost half a trillion dollar deficit, tries to, quote, spend the taxpayers' dollars wisely. But skeptics include many conservative economists, and among them, Stephen Moore. He runs a group of fiscal policy activists called the Club for Growth. Here's an opinion piece from Stephen Moore on the president's proposed budget.
I have often maintained that one of the biggest problems with Washington is that no one can tell the difference between $1 million and $1 billion. When Congress starts counting our tax dollars in the trillions of dollars, it is like a trip to Michael Jackson's Never Never Land. $1 trillion is $1 million. That's a lot of money, no matter how you stack it. Earlier today, President Bush released a budget plan that proposes spending $2.5 trillion next year. To make that gargantuan number comprehensible, think of it this way. Our United States government will spend more money in a single year than the entire GDP of France and three times what it cost to fight World War II. Uncle Sam Inc. will spend more money in just this year than it spent combined from 1787 through 1900, even after adjusting for inflation. In the 3 minutes you listen to this commentary, the government will have spent another $400 million. Wait one doggone minute here. Aren't Republicans who run Washington supposed to be giving us smaller and smarter government? In the 10 years since Republicans took over Congress, the budget is up by another $1 trillion. We now have a government that just recently funded a $20 million indoor rainforest in Iowa, an arts festival in Alaska, and a Cowgirl Hall of Fame in Texas. In this latest budget, President Bush wants to fund federal programs to keep marriages intact and to prevent overeating. Both parties now have bought into the belief the government has a federal program to deal with every conceivable need. What's next? Taxpayer funding to pop the pimple on my teenager's right cheek? In the long run, our out-of-control budget could make us poorer. Just a few months ago, the Heritage Foundation issued an Economic Freedom Index of the world in which the U.S. ranked only 10th freest. The study found that the more economic freedom and limited government in a nation, the more prosperity. Our out-of-control budget also erodes our personal freedom. When government grows, as Thomas Jefferson once famously put it, liberty yields. Dollar by trillion dollar, we are voluntarily giving up our liberties for a nanny state government that promises us in return a blanket of protection from cradle to coffin. But don't forget the famous words of Ronald Reagan. A government that is big enough to give you everything you want is a government big enough to take away everything you've got, or at least $2.5 trillion worth.
Opinion from Stephen Moore. He's president of the Club for Growth and an economist at the Cato Institute in Washington, D.C. And later this week, we'll have other opinion on the budget plan, some people supporting the president's plans for the next fiscal year.